Now you can see in the yellow section here at the top what we called the screen message when we were setting up this HR action. These could be instructions on how to complete this particular HR action, but it is important that we need them to click Submit. Clicking the Save button will allow them to leave and come back later, but it won't be until they click on Submit that the changes will go through the workflow. Down below, you can see widgets on the left and the right. Each one has the label that we gave it and contains the specific items that we included with that group. As you can imagine, HR actions and workflows have applications far beyond onboarding. So eventually, you'll want to better understand how to create and manage them.